from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. We reached the 9 o'clock hour. The big ticket item in the 9 o'clock hour. This wasn't scheduled, but I saw that we had another pair of these, and I was like, well, that can't just be just farting around participating. It's like, okay, let's make it a 9:40 giveaway. It's Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas, December 10th in Vegas with a one-night stay at Park MGM. That's where she's going to be playing, at the Dolby Live at Park MGM. So that's going to be 9:40. If you want to listen till then for that. So in the meantime, to Phil, playing another game because I still got a lot of tickets to give away. I still got some Robert Plant. I still have some Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I got Black Label Society and some Air Supply. So how are you going to win those tickets? Well, all you have to do is get the fake out.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
All right. 818-955-2955 to play. Here are your headlines. M&M is going after a beach brand called Swim Shady. Child development experts say you should ask permission before changing your child's diaper. The artist behind the viral $6.2 million duct tape banana just sold a nailed radish for $12.1 million. Your next pet could be a raccoon. Heinz is now selling squeezable leftover gravy.
Oh, tell me.
Matthew McConaughey inked a deal with an AI audio company to replicate his voice. Eating a ton of garlic makes men's pits smell better. People are having AI children with their AI partners.
Oh my God.
And finally, worried about AI replacing actors, Hollywood talent agency signs Cheese as new client. 818-955-2955 is the number. All these headlines are true, except for one. It's up to you to get the fake out.
Hey, that new guy you signed, is he any good?
Good, is he any good?
You have to do it with an accent. Is he any good?
Hey, congratulations for getting signed to a talent agency, Heidi.
I know, I appreciate it so much. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're making me go by cheese
you
now.
You figured but, if a cheesy personality and humor would get signed.
I don't know why it took this long.
Emo, do you have a guess?
I'm going to go for the permission for changing diapers. Because if you have a baby that doesn't talk yet, how do you ask for permission?
Yeah, childhood development experts. All right.
Okay, that's what Emo's
Johnny?
Going with.
Okay, so raccoons have kind of been a thing that have been ongoing with this show, the drunk raccoons. So
great point.
I think that Frank is making that up because, I mean, I get it. Like, some people have raccoons as pets, but it's not going to be the next big thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you're making it that way.
Okay, but every week, somebody says that. Somebody says, oh, we've been talking about this a lot lately. I think Frank chose it for this. And it never is the one. So I've stopped going
so
by that.
So you're saying he's doing screws on us.
All right.
I know how you think that I think that you think that we think that. So, Heidi, of the rest remaining, which one? Are you going to tag team with somebody else?
No, I'm out on my own on this one. And I live with an Italian who eats a lot of garlic. And I can tell you right now, garlic doesn't make you smell better.
Well, it's men's pits.
I don't care.
Okay.
It does not. You can smell it. We sweat. And you're like, oh my God, you smell like garlic.
All right.
Yeah.
818-955-2955 is the number. First one through is Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Which one do you think is fake?
The one with the leftover gravy.
Nobody picked. Heinz is now selling squeezable leftover gravy.
The leftover thing's kind of throwing me a little bit, but like.
Well, that is it true.
Oh,
it is. I'm sorry, Katie.
The leftover part.
Heinz has launched his first ever squeezable gravy bottle featuring its home style turkey gravy, and it's called Leftover Gravy.
That's but it's not leftover.
No, that's what they're calling
it. They're just calling it leftover. Okay.
Gotcha. Specifically for sandwiches, and it's available exclusively where?
Walmart. God,
yeah.
I'm good at this game. Oh, Johnny, this is right up your
I'm going
alley.
To get this. I'm picking it
for
up today.
For your turkey sandwiches?
Walmart is just intravenous. It comes with a needle.
When I get my tires rotated, I'm picking up leftover gravy.
How much is it?
I bet it's $4.95.
To get one, you need to buy a jar version for $1.88.
I thought we wanted squeezable.
What the hell?
I do. That's the gravy I get, though. Heinz mm-hmm. turkey gravy. It's so good.
It's inspired by the Friends episode where someone steals Ross's Moist Maker sandwich.
Yes, at work, and he loses his
which
mind.
Was made mm-hmm. with Thanksgiving leftovers, with the secret being a gravy-soaked slice of bread in the middle.
A moist maker. Mm-hmm. That was my nickname in college.
No.
I know.
What? Yeah, what's your name? Sarah? Sahara? Yeah. Sahara Hamilton? All right, next up, Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, I'm thinking of the raccoon.
Oh, you and Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because the same thing? You figured that we've had raccoons on this show quite a bit, stories about raccoons. Uh-huh. I want to talk to people who've had stories with raccoons. And
last week it was the one that jumped in the water and they were saved off the pier.
Right.
Sea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I just think it would be so awesome to have a raccoon as a pet.
Well, your next pet could be a raccoon. Is it true? Yes, it is.
Do you have to get them when they're babies so that they're raised tame?
Yeah.
Researchers say raccoons may be inching closer to becoming pets. This is out of Arkansas, of course. Department mm-hmm. of Biology found that raccoons are physically changing in response to their interactions with humans. It's almost like our interactions have become so common that they're almost becoming domesticated.
That's what we did with cats and dogs.
Yeah.
And by physically changing, they mean their faces are evolving to look cuter. They're not dumpster diving less or becoming less disease ridden. But it says one wild animal starts spending time in the proximity of people, they become a little bit less afraid and perhaps even start showing physical signs of a domestication syndrome.
Oh.
It says raccoons aren't the only animals that this happens to. Foxes and mice that live in urban areas have also have softer facial features. Hmm. So like. Hey, I'm a nice mouse.
That's crazy.
I'm a nice fox.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay.
There's never been a story. There's never been a story about a raccoon ripping a person's face off, right?
No, but they do have those.
But I don't think people have ever been like
in their face.
Yes.
Okay.
Look at you with your little sharp teeth and claws.
Yeah, yeah. There's a healthy respect, you know?
Maybe, yeah, all right.
But if you bring him into your home, who knows?
Right. Denise is next. Hello, Denise.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Denise, we're playing Get the Fake Out. You've heard the headlines. Which one do you think is fake?
The diaper change.
You and Emo, going with the child development experts, and say you should ask permission before changing your child's diaper. That is ain't true.
That's ridiculous.
I know. They're in Australia. I mean, maybe it's just a different kind of like woke movement there where it's
hello,
like,
baby. It's your mum.
Yeah.
May I change your diaper?
What if they say no?
You got some poo down under.
What if the baby's like, gnar?
Yeah.
Gnar.
It's the whole hashtag me poo movement.
How about gnar?
I was touched. Me poo. Hashtag me poo.
That is silly, Australia. What are you doing?
All right, let's see. Next to play, get the fake out, is Benny. Hey, Benny.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Get the fake out, and you can pick your concert of choice.
Wait.
I'm going to take the garlic one.
Wait, okay, you're going with the... Oh, Heidi, eating garlic a ton of pits. Garlic makes men's pits smell better. What are you laughing at, Johnny?
After you mentioned the me poo movement.
Oh, no.
Is that a bowel movement?
Johnny.
Seriously, dude.
I know.
Did you just get signed by a talent agency? All right, Benny thinks it's the garlic pit. So does Heidi. That is true.
That cannot be.
Yes, basically a little bit of meat in your diet and a lot of fruits and veggies can help you smell better, but not all fruits and vegetables help. For example, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts are all great for you, but don't make you smell great. But there's a surprise one that does help, specifically for men, and specifically with their armpits. So it was a man thing, Heidi. It's like we have different chemicals and different hormones going through us, so the garlic. As the studies have found, eating lots of garlic can make men's armpits smell more attractive to women. Since you're not attracted to men, it probably wouldn't be good for you anyway.
Right.
It just adds to our pheromone. They had dozens of women rate the smell of different men's pits. Wouldn't we hate to show up at lab that day in college?
What am I doing today?
All right, you got to volunteer for a lab. Okay, what is it? So you got to smell these frat boys' armpits.
And tell us which one you think smells better.
Do it blindfolded. Yeah.
We'd have to, because otherwise she's like, oh, that guy's kind of hot. I don't mind his pits. Yeah. No, you got to blindfold it. Blindfold.
You got to smell this blindfolded, and it smells like it could be like a body odor. You have no idea what your nose is getting close to. Would you know you're next to a pit or some other part of a body?
No, I think pits. I think you'd know.
I mean, your leg pits smell a little different than your armpits, don't they?
Let me see here.
Yeah, give it a swipe. Swipe left and swipe right.
Okay.
Different hand. They've got to use different hand.
But, okay.
No, you're using... Okay, there you go.
Ew.
Your pit's your right hand, and your leg pit is your left hand. Armpit, left, or...
I don't really get it. Okay.
They smell the same or different?
No, my pit smells worse than my leg crease.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
I don't know why. I'm pitting out today. I think I'm ovulating.
Oh, really? I didn't think you did that anymore.
Oh, yeah, I guess I still do. Dropping eggs like crazy.
Okay. They say if you hate garlic, they found that even taking a garlic supplement can do the trick as well.
Garlic.
I've seen those ads. All right, we got Roman. Hello, Roman.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Get the fake out, and I'll give you some concert tickets.
I'm thinking it's the AI children. It seems silly.
Oh, people are having AI children with AI partners. That is ain't true. I know.
Okay.
29 users of the relationship-oriented chatbot app Replica, which is designed to facilitate long-term connections at various degrees of engagement, ranging from platonic friendships to erotic role play.
Is this like modern day, like Farmville and Sims and all that? You know, remember when people were like, I have a farm and I've just planted four trees and I've got my cows.
You really think they're having babies together? The level of romantic dedication people showed to their bots was, as they say, startling. Many participants told the researchers they were in love with their chatbot, which often involved role-playing marriage, sex, home ownership, and even pregnancies. A 66-year-old male participant said, she was and is pregnant with my babies.
What?
I've invited I've edited the pictures of him, the pictures of the two of us. I'm even pregnant in our current role play, a 36-year-old woman told the researchers. So yeah, they're pretty much going into the viral world with their chatbot boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're having full on life in there. She's pregnant with this chatbot's babies.
And are you, like, much like you can create an avatar, are you going into ChatGPT and going, create this person? I want a brown hair, green eyed man.
What was that
with
movie,
a short beard?
Ready Player One, where they were going in there and they were like doing like weird like dancing with each other, fight dancing.
Yeah,
sure.
So Spielberg?
But Ready Player One, they went into their own universe. And then
they were like in love in the universe.
They were trying to find something to make $1 billion. One of them. Go in there and make a baby. That's a microchip off the old block.
But who are we to criticize? Heidi just had to smell her armpit and her leg pit. So, I mean, who are we, to really judge others?
It's real life.
Really. I mean, I'm at work. How gross
is
that?
What do we have here left? We got Matthew McConaughey inked a deal with AI audio company to replicate his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem is going after a beach brand called Swim Shady. We got the artist behind the viral $6.2 million duct tape banana just made $12.1 million selling a nailed radish.
Yeah.
And if we're worried about AI replacing actors, a Hollywood talent agency signs Cheese as a client. A new client. All right, Lisa thinks it's Swim Shady. Ian thinks it's the Nailed Radish. And Tiff thinks it's Cheese Client. And Cameron thinks it's Matthew McConaughey. Let's find out who wins the tickets.
I mean, he did have three AI stories. Is it possible there's three AI stories?
Yeah.
Come on.
Is it possible?
I don't know about that.
All right. The fake headline is... The artist behind the viral $6.2 million duct tape banana just sold a nailed radish for $12.1 million.
Damn!
They didn't sell a nailed radish, you idiots. Come on.
Not that hard to believe. I believe that one.
I did believe that one.
You kept trying to find the fake, and you guys thought it was an AI.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Now that means there's three AI stories.
You won. Well, AI's in the news a lot.
Yeah.
Ian, you won. You got, what do you want? Do you want Air Supply? Do you want Robert Plant? Do you want Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Black Label Society? What do you want?
I'll do the Robert Plant.
Yes, Robert Plant this Saturday at the United Theater. Stay on hold.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations. All right, we're about 19 minutes away for the big 940 giveaway, and that's Mariah Carey in Vegas. That'd be quite the Christmas gift to your lady.
Sure would. She can go to the show. You can go gamble. You know, whatever. Or you can both go to the show. Whatever
you're talking
about.
Definitely.
I know. It's like you're so used to your wife and you having separate vacations and things to do that you just never do anything together anymore.
No, I'm thinking of a dude listening who's like, I don't want to go see Mariah Carey. But I'll go to Vegas, man. And my wife can go to the show and I'll go.
I think you lose points if you're going to take her and make her go by herself.
I should take a friend.
I'm going to head down to the casino. You can give me Mariah Carey. I'll see you later. Right. I'm going to head down the Olympic Garden. You go to Mariah Carey, all right?
Well, don't tell her where you're going.
Well, I'm saying you got to be with her. That's how you the only way you get the points.
That's the plan. Uh-huh. Okay.
Which does mean that Eminem is going after a beach brand called Swim Shady. It's an Australian beach brand. And he says the name could lead people to believe he's associated with the company.
Oh, I got you. Oh, so I thought maybe it was like Mom's Spaghetti Straps.
Swimsuits. How far do they go with the branding, you know?
Yeah.
A Speedo that guarantees you don't lose yourself.
So Matthew McConaughey did ink a deal. So you're hearing, eternity. Eternity.
Forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never going to die.
So I can get him like as my, I just use his voice for whatever. Navigation in my car. Maybe. Take a ride, all right.
Depends on who bought the rights.
Take a ride.
Green light. Hey, go. Green light.
Yeah. That was the name of his book. Green light. It makes sense.
If you don't read, it's you don't read.
I don't know.
I appreciate
he
didn't it.
Know Green Light was the name of his book.
He wrote a book.
Yep.
What are these?
It takes a team.
What are these books?
So what does that mean? That means the final AI story was while everyone was worried about AI replacing actors, Cheese swooped in and stole the leading role. United Talent Artists signed the Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium, the actual governing body of the iconic dairy product, promising to get the famous Formaggio featured in more Hollywood projects. So look forward to NCIS Cheese coming out soon.
Starring Brie Larson.
Who would be starring in the NCIS Cheese show? Oh, man.
Sharp Harmon.
Well, because that's good because he's actually in NCIS. Right?
Yeah, it's just really trying to.
Sharp Harmon.
Oh, no.
Colby, that guy on Survivor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only Colby I know and it's ever been on TV. Colby. Uh-huh. I don't know. Okay.
Maybe get Eddie Munster in there.
Good one.
I heard that rapper Feta Wop is getting into.
Oh, Feta
Wop. Become an actor.
He's going to become. Yeah, like LL Cool J did.
Yeah. Feta Wop. Right.
Cheese Whiz Khalifa.
Oh, man.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.